opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Let's talk about Draymond Green and his kick to the nuts. Everything I see today online, everything is, should Draymond Green be suspended? It's really hard for me to judge intent.
You've set a precedent a long time ago, too. You had the James Harden suspension. At some point, you're either going to rewrite the rules or you're just going to have to be consistent with it. And that's why I think he'll be gone. To me, it looked way more blatant than some of the others that I've seen.
I just don't know how you can say that was intentional. You're guessing. 409 asked, do you wish Jeff Banister was the Astros manager?
We're already bailing on AJ Hinch now?
Apparently, yeah.
Gotta love Houston.
I've been saying all year, it's hard with baseball. People here aren't used to having a good baseball team, so they've really forgotten that you go through these ups and downs.
They've been down for a while. You know, the Astros weren't really that good after May last year. And if you look at it, they were 59-59 finish the year from today.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at Barry is funny. At Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, some of what you heard there, plus a lot of other just general nonsense and fun for a Monday, all available on podcastarena.com. And Barry Laminack filling in today for AJ Hoffman, who will be back tomorrow. So if you missed Game of Thrones talk, we did it at 5:30. We will do it again tomorrow when AJ is back. We will also wrap up Banshee when AJ is back. And three things I want to follow up on real quickly. Barry, you tweeted out a photo of you from the prom, which I don't know if
yeah,
that's fair really
is
you.
Fair. Somebody tweeted out your Judas Priest picture. So,
well, yeah, all I would say is that Rob Halford probably would have been all over you at that age with that hair. So that's one.
Looking nice.
And MRK's tweet was about whatever happened to the 24-hour rule. I've had to explain this a lot. And so I'm going to do it one more time, and then I'm just going to refer back to segment one of May 23rd, 2016, so I never have to do this again. But the reason we did away with the 24-hour rule is because by Tuesday, on a show like this, we're way behind. And if you're anywhere near social media, you know what's happened. And basically, if you haven't had a chance to watch it by now, it's the same as a sporting event at this point. This thing's become an event. It's a huge deal for the people who watch it. And, you know, yeah, I know some of you don't watch until later in the week when you have time, but that's why we give you plenty of warning. So the 24-hour rule is long gone. It's been gone for over a year. So, you know, I still get asked about it. So I'm just going to tell you, here's the explanation.
I think it's been gone since the Red Wedding, no?
Yeah, and the Red Wedding, we did the 24-hour rule, and we decided that was a terrible mistake because everybody else was all over it that day. Even people who haven't followed the show from the beginning, and we were a day behind. So that's when we decided. So that was season three, right? So for the last, we're almost 3 years, and you're still asking about it. My goodness. Anyway, now you know the explanation, and if anybody asks me again, that's going to be the response.
Long time listener, first time paying attention.
Yeah. But no, okay. Yeah, it's been 3 years since we had a 24-hour rule. Drunk Bevo tweeted a picture.
This is great.
And I'll let you take this one, Barry.
Yeah, he, you know, somebody, I briefly mentioned that someone said it looks like Jeff Jarrett's logo. And so Drunk Bevo sent me a tweet that says, you look into my hazel eyes and tell me this doesn't look like JJ at the gym. And I'll be damned if it doesn't look like the exact logo. And he's got
exactly the same thing.
I sent it to you if you wanted to retweet it, because I know a lot of the people that listen aren't following me. But I think you guys need to put this next to JJ's logo and put that on your Facebook page for a little while. It is amazing. Obviously, somebody didn't know, or whoever designed that logo doesn't watch wrestling and didn't get that. Because
either that, or they just blatantly copied it.
Either that, or they hate J.J. Watt and were like, you know what? I'm gonna put Jeff Jarrett on this dude.
Yeah, I don't. I'll be honest, I don't even know who Jeff Jarrett is. But that's the logo.
He's a wrestler.
Okay, now I know that.
Wasn't he the one? I think he's the one that he would take the guitar to the ring and smash people over the head. Not the honky tonk
guy. John, you would know this.
Yes, that is Jeff Jarrett.
Okay. Yeah, see, I'm not a huge wrestling guy, but I know that much.
All right. So I kind of guessed he was either a wrestler or a country singer. Two things that I really wouldn't know much about either way. And you could have told me he was a country singer and I would have bought it. Because it does sound like a country name.
Yeah. No, yeah. He had some other nickname. I don't know what it was, but yeah. He used to walk down with some hot chick and then just.
That is, smash I mean, that is just damn near exact.
It is. It absolutely is. In fact,
I guess
his is a little less penile.
Yeah.
Than the other one per your description of it earlier.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, well now we know where it came from.
Yeah.
I guess the difference is he has kind of there's only two, so there's not the four penals. But yes. It's pretty similar. It's almost like it's upside down version of it, right? Kind of. He's got kind of the things on the top that make it a little difference.
I wonder if Jeff Jarrett said mine upside down is an 11, even though it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. His has like a T on the top, though. That's a big difference.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, at first glance.
Yeah, you think it's the same thing, yeah. Especially the same color.
You're like, look at that. Jeff Jarrett's promoting J.J. Watt now. That's nice. Or vice versa. Okay. I wonder if J.J.'s going to start taking like guitars into the huddle, smashing quarterbacks over the head with them.
Or just smashing them in the locker room just for grins.
Right.
Well, he's already been on stage with some country guy.
What?
Remember he was on stage and he tackled the guy. What was that? Somebody, Zac Brown concert? Was that what it was? So I'm still confusing this guy with a country singer for some reason. Anyway. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
You are correct. Zac Brown Band.
Okay, see?
Look at this.
I'm not as old as I thought I was. Well, I am old. My memory's not as bad as I thought it was. It's what happens when you start drinking less. You start remembering things.
Is that a
things.
Thing? Is that a thing?
Well, I've gone where I'm only drinking on weekends now.
Oh.
I'm not drinking during the week.
Why?
Because I'm trying to get back in shape. I'm working out every day. So I'm actually in pretty good shape, but I want to get in great shape.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't look like you're in bad shape now.
Well, I want to get to a certain point because I've actually got it in my head that I want to do another half marathon and not suck as bad this time. So I'm looking at that in the fall. So I'm going to spend the next month just, really going to the gym every single day and getting in as good a workout as I can for a few weeks and just try to get in better shape.
Drinking sounds way more fun.
It is, and I'm still doing it on weekends.
Okay.
But I'm not nuclear doing it to where I can't remember what happened the next morning, because that's not a good thing.
What? Says who?
No, I've cut back significantly.
All right. I'm not here to judge you, Fred. I'm just thinking some of your decisions and choices don't really jive with
honestly, some of my best stories are things that I don't remember. Which is cool, but I'm just spending a little time focusing on trying to get in significantly better shape. And it was kind of cool. Somebody tweeted me earlier today that they had just started running a couple weeks ago and couldn't get 2 miles, and now he tweeted me his thing. He went 6 miles.
Wow!
And because of me talking about it, and I haven't been doing as much running. I've been doing a lot of because when I hurt my knee in that car wreck, the doctor told me to. Yeah, I could run, but I should spend most of my training time doing stationary bike and stuff like that because it's a lot easier on my knees. So I've been doing a lot of that and then just regular biking, and my knees feel great now. So I'm really looking forward to my next race to see where I can go. I don't know if I'm going to have a great time or not, but I kind of feel like I'm going to. And then we'll see. If I do that, next step is build back up and do another half. And I don't ever see myself doing a full 26-mile marathon. That's never happening.
No?
But I kind of want to do another half because I just feel like, I've done it once, but now I'd actually like to.
The last time I ran the 10 for Texas in the Woodlands.
Yeah.
And I've done a marathon. I did one in 2008. And so I love to run. Well, I did love to run. Obviously, looking at me, I don't run now. But I didn't take the training for the 10 for Texas very seriously. And about I did like the 3 for Texas, and then I got this was the worst. About 4.5 miles in, I got passed by a lady who was probably 90 years old, and that is when I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go be overweight now. This is crap. This is, it was literally, and I think there was even a picture that somebody was just taking of me running, but it happened to be when this old lady was passing me. It was pretty embarrassing. It was not my shining moment as an athlete.
I've had that experience.
That's
more
the
than
worst.
Once. But you know what? I've never liked running. I've always done other stuff. To me, there needs to be a goal at the end of my running, whether it's a goalpost or whether it's a basketball goal. There needs to be something at the end of it. But I started doing it to get back in shape, and I'm enjoying it more than I did. But you know, it's not something I'm ever going to love. And that first half was just torture, man. The first 10 miles, I was fine. The last 3 miles were just pure torture.
Yeah.
And I just want to do it again where I actually don't feel like my body's falling apart for 3 miles.
Did you have like a training thing that you used?
I did, but what happened was I had that car accident and I lost 3 weeks of training.
Oh yeah, that's big too.
And I didn't want to pull out at that point. So I got back to, I wasn't nearly where I was when I got hurt. I mean, I was at a point there where I'd run 2 personal bests in a row and I was feeling great. And then that set me back quite a bit, and I'm still not back to where I was there, but I'm, you know, so that's what happened. I lost 3 weeks of training, and I want to do it again where I work up to it and follow everything I was going to do before and just hopefully.
So what are you eyeing? Are you eyeing the half marathon and the Houston marathon?
No. I'm going to look at something in the fall, maybe out of town, so I can get out of town for a weekend and do it.
Go to San Diego. I hear that's a great marathon to run.
It'll probably be something here in Texas, but cause there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But, and then I kind of want to do some other stuff too. I might want to, I want to get back into something competitive. I just don't know what yet. And
competitive eating.
No.
Get all the running out of the way.
No, I learned.
Competitive drinking. Go back to that.
Now, that I can win at, but I want something athletic, and competitive eating does not count. And I would suck at that, because if I can only do 50 wings and want to die from that, there's no way I could do competitive eating. So,
yeah.
But no, I'm just trying to get myself in the kind of shape where I can do, you know, something. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I want to get beyond the running and to where I'm actually competing for something again and, you know, try to live at least another year or two.
And how old are you?
51.
Man.
So.
You are killing the game. I'm 42, and I have no energy to do that.
Well, I turned 50, and, you know, I said, man, if I'm going to – I like having fun, and I like drinking a lot, and I kind of like being alive. Yeah. So if I was going to keep doing that, I had to pick up something to make up for the other stuff.
Sounds like you were living to me.
Well, I am, but the only reason I run and I work out is so I can drink and have fun on the weekends.
Right.
So, but I'd like to actually turn that into some kind of goal, but I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet. But you know, there's lots of possibilities.
Well, you could always do curling, right?
No, do curling.
You can plus go to the my aerodrome that's just, and that's pick else. Up some curling. Your wife would love it.
Oh, she's great at that. She grew up with it. It's like, it's ridiculous. We did a curling thing a few years ago. They invited us down there and to show us how hard it was, which it was.
Is it? No.
Yes.
Do they actually stretch before that?
Well, yeah, and it looks easy. John, you were in on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fell on my ass. That was my goal. I didn't want to fall.
Yeah.
And I get out there, and I'm like, I practice, and I'm doing well. And, of course, the first one. And then the wife gets out there, and she's got like this perfect form. They were trying to recruit her for their teams. It's like she grew up in bum bleep Saskatchewan, so that's all they did was curl and play hockey. And yeah, she was great at it. And so
that's embarrassing, Fred. You're not supposed to be falling over the ice of curling.
I'm telling you,
anyway, that's like throwing out your shoulder on shuffleboard or something, man.
Before we go to break, we have some breaking news. The NBA, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, NBA will not suspend Golden State Warriors Draymond Green for Game 4. Will not.
Okay.
Fred's happy.
I'm not happy. I just...
Got your way, Fred.
I
hope you're happy.
I just thought that was the right thing. You know what else is the right thing? Donating your vehicle to Houston Cars for Kids. If you've got a vehicle, it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter what kind of vehicle it's in. If it's not running, maybe it got flooded and it's just sitting out in front of your house and you don't know what to do with it, or it's in your garage, you don't know what to do with it, you're going to fix it up and then you just never got around to it. Well, guess what? You can donate that vehicle to Houston Cars for Kids, and here's what they'll do. They'll fill out all the paperwork. They're going to come tow your vehicle free of charge. They're going to take care of everything, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, you get Astros tickets, just their way of saying thank you. And here's where that money goes. It goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies. It's a fantastic school where kids who have dropped out of other schools, they go to Houston Can Academies, they get a second chance. And a lot of these kids go on to do great things. Some of them, the reasons they had to drop out are so different. Every kid's different. And what the Houston Cahn Academy tries to do is give them the opportunity to graduate, give them the opportunity to get an education. These are kids that would never have gotten that opportunity without Houston Cahn Academies. So your money's really going to do a great thing, and all you're doing is getting rid of something you're not even using anymore. It's fast. It's easy. A lot of blitzers have done it. They've all said the same thing, and they always feel better after they do it. Now it's your turn. 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we are back on the Blitz. Sorry, we're just having a conversation here, John.
Chilling.
My apologies. We're just,
yeah, saw the blue light. And I was like, uh-oh.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, we're still doing a show here. John, do you mind not interrupting us while we're talking?
I mean, you guys can continue the conversation on air.
No.
We're just talking about some of the ideas I have for athletically what I'm going to do. Barry approves of one of them. So,
yeah.
Which I don't know yet. I got to get myself into the kind of shape where I feel like I'm ready to do that. All right. Some quick follow-up stuff here. For one thing, you're getting a lot of... prom pictures.
Catching some grief. Yeah. I don't care. Bring it.
Including Molly Ringworm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, totally
would. I'm sorry. I would have. I would really? Have. Yeah. No. Just once, though.
No.
Just once, but yeah. Joel says, can't agree with you on this one. You say Green not being suspended is the right thing, but at this point, it's about consistency. I think it's about doing... You know what? I don't want to get into this again, Joel, but I promise you, if you go listen to the 4 o'clock podcast on Podcast Arena, I give you my reasons, and I don't really want to get into that again, but I do feel like it's way too punitive to suspend a guy a game, and just because they made a mistake with another player, I don't think you do it again. But
yeah, and I kind of disagree, because you've already done it, right? You just had the incident not too long ago,
right?
And I thought that one looked more accidental than what Draymond Green did.
But so this is, that's his point. But I think that was the wrong call. So,
yeah, but you got to stay consistent now.
Well, why? Why? If you make the wrong call on something, why do you have to consistently make the wrong call?
I don't know what the announcement was. Did they come out and say, look, we feel like we maybe jumped the gun on the other one, so we're not
going to... No, they're never going to say that.
Yeah, well, that's my point, though. So it's, I don't know.
Joel says, pick up Cricket and start a show called Cricket Matters. I'm sure AJ would be super impressed.
That's such a good tweet.
Yeah, that's a great tweet. Michael says, the 05 Astros started 15-30 and made the World Series. I'm concerned, but not throwing them away yet. Well, trust me, nobody knows more about that 05 team than the guy who tombstoned them. But I'll tell you what, the difference between that team and this team is how many future Hall of Famers were on the roster. Mm-hmm. Roger Clemens was on that roster. Roy Oswalt, not a future Hall of Famer, but he was on that roster. That was a team that just wasn't scoring runs and was getting great pitching and was able to turn it around. This team is not that. This team is one that is still developing, and I don't see the kind of run out of them that you got out of that 2005 team.
And I'm looking at the stats for that 2005 team.
Yeah,
6 of the 8 regular. Now 250 is mediocre at best, but 6 of the 8 regular day players have hit above 250. Whereas I'm looking at this year's team, and only 3 of the 8.
Well, 250 then was about 220 now. I mean,
With roids. Yeah. Yeah,
it's gone down. I mean, the acceptable batting average.
I mean, that team had Lance Berkman, who hit 293. That team had Abiggio, who obviously was on the downside of his career, 264. Had Morgan Ensberg hitting 283. And had Willie Taveras, the leadoff hitter, hit 291. And this team, the only three players that are hit above 250 are Altuve, Correa, and Springer. Everybody else is below 250 and really, like, really, really low, like 220s.
Yeah, officially, Green has been upgraded to a flagrant 2, and he will be fined, no suspension. So,
got away with one.
I don't know what else I can add to that other than I think unless you can prove intent, you don't suspend a guy in the playoffs because it's not the same as suspending a guy in the regular season. Suspending a guy for a regular season game doesn't mean a damn thing. If you suspend him for 10, okay, now you're making an impact. But in a playoff series, it's way too punitive. And I don't think they should have done it on the other one. And I don't think you just can't act like it's a regular game. Anyway, I'm all available on the 4:15 or 4 o'clock part of the podcast.
But I guess what doesn't get me is Dante Jones did something less
less obvious.
Yeah, and he got a suspension.
Yeah, that's been my point.
Yeah, well, but again, just because you screwed up one thing doesn't mean you screw up another.
That's never been the way that they worked before. Well, I can't believe that all of a sudden they're like, you know what? Let's go make it right now.
Well, no, maybe, and yeah, they shouldn't have suspended him either. So I'm glad that they, and I'm sure that they're part of this is ratings and everything else, as opposed to Cavs are going to win anyway. Who cares?
Yeah,
but. I don't think that should have been a suspension.
I think
either.
Some of it, though, too, is probably they've seen the NFL and they're maybe a little scared about all of the mistakes that the NFL continues to make. And so maybe they're trying to be like, well, maybe we can try to right the ship a little bit. I don't know.
All right. I have a story for you that I wanted to share because I know this is close to your heart. Did you see what the Padres did this weekend with their Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, yeah.
The Padres have had to apologize because they had a choir that they brought on the field that was going to sing the national anthem. Unfortunately, and there were 100 people in this choir, when they got out there, they played a pre-recorded version of a woman singing the Star Spangled Banner. So the choir did not get to sing the... Didn't get to sing because somebody punched a button and played a pre-recorded woman's voice, which, kind of sucks, but
yeah. All right.
The only problem was it was the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus. And
shame.
A couple of the chorus members said, we were just excited to be at the game and let the audience see us and hear us and let us know that we're sports fans, too, and we're normal guys. And then a woman sings over us, and it was mortifying. I just felt this dread come over me because I was so embarrassed. Some of us started to sing along. After that, we just stood there. We thought they would ask us to sing, but they just asked us to leave the field. I can understand how that happens, but what I didn't understand is why they didn't stop the track or apologize. Padres indicated that a pre-recorded version of the anthem, which was presumably a recording of them performing the song, was supposed to be played. Apparently, those on-field anthems aren't always live, which I don't understand why you would do that. If you're going to go out there and sing, why don't you just sing it live, right?
Yeah.
And, boy, I wish Carl Lewis probably wishes he knew about that.
Right?
But
Roseanne?
Yeah, Roseanne. But a technical error somehow led to a different recording going out over the PA, apparently that of the woman who had sung the anthem before Friday's game. Padres said in a longer statement they had found no evidence of malicious intent on the part of the individuals involved, but did fire the third-party contractor who was responsible for the error.
They didn't do anything wrong, but...
Yeah, okay, and it's always... I love how they call it the third-party contractor.
Yeah.
You're making it sound like, oh, we're distancing ourselves from this guy. So no malicious intent, but adios, third-party contractor. Yeah, some guy was being a total dickweed here, is essentially what happened.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, well, and but so I thought about this, and you do have to... Logically, you have to think, can you really stop the national anthem halfway through? Can you really just be like, oh, my bad. Oh, sorry. Let's start again. Because you can't start it over.
Once you do it, you're kind of...
Yeah, I mean, you got to let it run. You got to let it play. So I get that. And these guys were upset and, I'm sure crying. I don't know what... I'm sure there were some tears and some ruined makeup. I have no idea. But, yeah, you can't stop the national anthem midway through and then start it up again. Or you can't let it run and then let them sing it again. You don't do it twice. It's just unfortunate. Maybe he clicked the wrong button, or maybe he had an agenda. Who
did knows? You guys see this thing over the weekend? Karen Harding, for the FA Cup final. So she was supposed to sing, I guess, the British national anthem, which is, I think it's like All Hail the Queen.
God Save the Queen.
Oh, God Save the Queen. I'm sorry.
I thought that was the Sex Pistols.
Mm.
That too.
But she was supposed to sing the national anthem, but she missed her cue. And I can play this coming back from the break, but she missed her cue, and halfway through she goes, oh, she realizes she missed her cue and starts singing anyway.
Wow. But the it's
not very noticeable, I guess, because the crowd is singing along.
Yeah.
So she missed her cue and she picked it up halfway
through. Did JJ Watt hug her afterwards? Didn't he hug somebody for singing wrong or something like that? Or hug somebody from singing the national anthem?
I don't know.
I think he did. He needs to be there to save all these horrible. He could have hugged that whole gay choir and it would have made things a lot better.
It certainly would have made their day.
I think so.
There's no question.
Here, have you guys seen my logo? Here's a tissue with my logo
which,
on it.
Which one are you, the middle or the outside? All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5. Someone else's black jacket, a blue
motorbike, past the mission in the moonlight. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The national anthem performed by Karen Harding.
So she only missed half the song, huh?
Yeah.
Now, see, my first thought was I would have totally blamed the mic and been like, my mic's not on. My mic's not working.
No, but on the video, she has her mic by her side.
Oh, yeah, that's her fault. But I think I see what the problem is. They played the wrong song. They started playing My Country, 'Tis of Thee. That's a completely different. No? All right.
Yeah, sorry. Those guys came up with it first. This guy, Tyler.
You saying America did a cover version of theirs? Okay.
There's a lot of songs that I thought were ours that aren't, you know, but oh well.
America's just a hack country, stealing apparently other people's songs.
Yeah, stealing all the other people from around the world and bringing them here and then stealing their songs and then kicking them out. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Tyler tweeted this at the NBA and then tweeted at us, and I'm going to address this one more time because, I don't think I'm getting my point across with some people. But how about we take into consideration past calls on similar plays? Either way, it's called consistency is key. And he shows a picture of the Harden thing where Harden kicked LeBron in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first off, that was a regular season game. And a one-game suspension for a regular season game does not equal a one-game suspension for a playoff game. That is not consistent. And again, I don't think that should. And Harden's looked more intentional to me than this one did, but I can't judge intent, and neither can you. So it's real easy to take one thing and say, oh, this is a similar play. It's not. It's a playoff game. It's a completely different situation. And I think, especially if you're going to say, oh, well, one-game suspension's a one-game suspension, then no, that should be a 10-game suspension in the regular season then, if you're going to equal one playoff game. And I know you had one more thought on this, too, before we move on to something less annoying.
Yeah, well, I'm still baffled that this whole hitting guys in the nuts thing is become a thing in the NBA and okay and cool. And it seems to be recurring. And it's like, I just don't understand how you would do that to another dude. That's just the ultimate low. Like, I get it if you want to punch him or something, but not that. Just anything else. It baffles me that this has become a thing so often. But earlier, Lamont tweeted something, and I would be lying if I didn't say that the thought crossed my mind that when I saw it happen again, when I saw the second one that Draymond Green did, and it's to the same person, my thought was, is he retaliating for his comments earlier about Steph Curry and Klay Thompson? Is this his way of getting back at him? And I think it's a logical thought to. There's got to be something there. I mean, I'm not saying he totally planned it, but that was the first thought is, I wonder if he's retaliating. I wonder if he's getting them back.
Yeah, I didn't think that because I just think, as I said earlier, he's just a turd. I mean, he plays like that, and maybe that was his way of doing it, but he gets a nice little fine is all, and that's cool. But, I think in the end, the NFL refs have been every year they're bad. they're bad all year long. We get to the playoffs, and everybody talks about how bad they are. And they pay, people pay more attention in the playoffs. But this is the same kind of crap that's been happening all year.
Okay, so we Kiki Vanderway came out with an explanation.
Okay. Oh, tell us the explanation, John, because I want to know.
Okay, so he says, after a thorough investigation that included review from all available video angles and interviews with the players involved and the officials working the game, we have determined that Green's foul was unnecessary and excessive and warranted the upgrade and fine. He also said, during a game, players at times flail their legs at attempt to draw a foul. But Green's actions in this case was warranted an additional penalty. So I'm guessing what he's saying is because he was trying to draw a foul and the flailing of the leg was, I guess, wasn't the... I guess they're trying to determine the intent, and which you really can't do. But he said it looks like that the intent was to draw the foul.
Well, that's what
so, like. If that's the case, do they also give him a fine for flopping? Because that's essentially what he did, then, right?
Well, he got and I think it's coming out that he got fined $25,000.
Okay,
well, that's.
Yeah. He said he sold the call. That to me is flopping. So
yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the fine is.
He basically admitted that. Yeah. So, well, one thing I wanted to throw out here is a guy who likes MMA a little bit. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Colin Cowherd, who still exists, hadn't heard much from him since he left ESPN, but
go figure.
Apparently, and we can take this with a grain of salt, but he revealed that he has gotten information indicating. Okay, you have it? All right, John, we'll let him tell us.
News, I believe, is going to break here in about 2 weeks. I said from the very beginning, I thought Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather would be a horrible fight. Muhammad Ali years ago fought, I believe it was a Japanese wrestler, and you can look at it on YouTube. It is awful. I think Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather would be a lopsided fight. Floyd Mayweather is a boxer. Boxers can't beat him. Conor McGregor is not going to beat Floyd Mayweather. It is a payday, though. And I will say this. I have already booked, we as a group of guys have already booked two rooms September 17th and 18th in Las Vegas. My intel is Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather is going to happen. It changed late last week. Got a call. Then somebody else sent me something yesterday and Saturday. We've booked rooms in Vegas.
This year?
Oh, yeah. This September.
In September.
Yes.
I almost miss Colin sometimes. Not really. So, your thoughts on this?
I don't care. I honestly don't care about this. This means nothing. This proves nothing to me. There's been boxers that have done MMA that they've gotten destroyed. And I think the same is going to be true when you take a guy who's used to using ground game and clinch work and the fence and takedowns and all of the other things that are involved in his sport and put him in there with a guy who, you know, it basically puts him at a disadvantage because he can't use all those weapons. To me, this is like taking a football team and a rugby team and letting them play. It's not the same thing. And I have zero interest in watching Conor McGregor get his face jabbed off because that's all that's going to happen. And yeah, watching these two run from each other for 12 rounds.
Yeah, it's a payday. And he's right. It would be a terrible fight. And
yeah,
and AJ said this 1,000 times. If they're fighting MMA rules, Conor McGregor's going to win. They're fighting boxing rules, Floyd Mayweather's going to win. But these are two big names that people will pay to see. I will not purchase it because I have no interest in seeing that. And I don't really have any interest in ever watching another Floyd Mayweather fight because he's terrific, but he's boring as hell.
Yep.
And he just plays great defense and makes it impossible to hit him and lands enough punches. And in the end, he's always the better fighter. And guys who box for a living haven't been able to beat him, and they've all been tomato cans for the most part, except for Pacquiao at the end. But even he was, he's not the fighter it would have been 5 years ago.
Well, you said the key at the end. I mean, that was.
And so Conor McGregor will be the equivalent of another tomato can, but people will buy it. It'll get a lot of attention. Hell, we might even get to go to Vegas again. I'd be okay with that, and we'll talk it up.
I know you didn't mean we, even me.
Sorry, man. You know,
for the Sunday show, Fred. We don't go to Vegas.
Hey, you know what? Every now and then, they let you go to Katy.
Yeah. I get to go to Summerfest.
Hey, you get to go to Galveston.
Sunfest. I get to go
Sunfest,
to Sunfest.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to take my shirt off, I'll be there.
No, nobody wants to see that. You're okay.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening.
You're having a little too much fun with that, John. Way too much.
That is one of the things I do miss about Colin, his little...
Yeah, every now and then we get some really great sound out of him that we can use. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, Colin, how do you feel about those women that I saw this morning at the... Yeah, exactly. Murky says Mayweather fighting McGregor is a circus. Bleep that. Not buying that at all.
You know, one of the things I heard somebody say, well, you know, he does train stand-up and punching is punching. No, it's not. Learning how to strike in MMA is completely different than learning how to strike as a boxer. Yeah, MMA guys will do some boxing classes, but even the jab that you throw in boxing and the jab you throw in MMA is two completely different jabs. Your stances are different. You don't have to worry about being taken down in boxing, so you stand different, you punch different. There is nothing the same about these two sports other than the fact that they both throw punches, but that's where the similarities end, and it just doesn't make sense to me.
You know what, we're almost done. We only have one segment
what
left. Yeah, so I had this kind of serious thing I wanted to do and we never got to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So because I wanted some advice, I may have to save that, because I actually did a dumbass report even though AJ's not here. So
if you want advice from Barry, you can do that.
Advice from Barry.
Yeah. Isn't that what you wanted? Advice?
Well, I want advice from everybody, all the Blitzers, not just Barry, you included, and the listeners. I don't know. Do you want that or the dumbass report? It's your call.
It's your call, Barry.
No, don't put this on me. don't pin this on me, because then if it goes bad, I'm going to get a bunch of 80s memes in my tweets because AJ said to do it.
We'll do the dumbass report. Okay. I'll save this. Basically... Well, I'll save it for tomorrow or someday later this week. It can go anytime, basically. Anyway, quick break. Dumbass report to come. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Now we're stressed out. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Barry Laminack filling in for A.J. The HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring. Located on Luetta, Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 Crown, Jaegers, Tuaca's, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into Funday with the HD show. All right, I have a dumbass report, so let's do it. All right, we start in Chile, where a man who stripped naked and entered a lion enclosure in a Chilean zoo has survived the incident. Apparently, authorities in Santiago confirmed that they had to kill two African lions to save this idiot. The 20-year-old man had broken into their cage early on Saturday. His name, Franco Luis Ferrara Roman, was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment and is said to be in grave condition. The young man broke into the enclosure, took off his clothes, and jumped into the middle, horrifying other visitors who witnessed the attack, maybe because he was naked. Once inside, the lions immediately pounced on him. Of course, that's what you're going to do if you're a lion. Hey, cool, naked man. They began to, quote, play with him. At this point, zookeepers had to intervene in the attack, shot two of the lions in order to save this idiot. The director of the zoo said, we believe this person entered as a visitor and paid for his ticket. The park was crowded with visitors at the time of the incident. Later, he trespassed into an area where the public are not normally allowed, and we understand that he forced the roof of the lion's enclosure open. It was from there that he jumped, took off his clothes, and started to attract the lion.
So he was trying to get the lion's attention?
He was trying to commit suicide by lion.
But I don't understand why you'd have to take your clothes off to do that.
It's just weird.
I have a feeling if you jump in a lion cage with your clothes on, they're still going to eat you. Like, you don't need to... It's not like they go, oh, I'm not hungry. Oh, look. Yeah, okay. Now I'm hungry.
Maybe he wanted to make sure they got that snack first. I'm just speculating.
Dumbass. But,
yeah, this idiot... jumps in there, and then two of the lions get killed because of him.
Yeah, why didn't they just shoot him and be like, sorry, we were aiming for the lion, accidentally shot the naked dude. My bad.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have saved his ass. I'd have let him eat him at that point. Yeah. Okay, we go to Detroit, where if you're going to go and pay for lap dances, you probably want to use real $100 bills, not counterfeit ones. That's what happened at a strip club in the Saginaw area. Stephen C. Gidcom, 32 years old, allegedly paid a stripper with a fake bill at the Deja Vu Club. Apparently had some counterfeit $100 bills mixed with regular $100 bills he was using to pay the one stripper he was getting dances from. They figured out it was counterfeit and called the police. How awful is that counterfeiting job if a stripper notices it? Although, well, I guess she's used to seeing hundreds.
First of all, you are under that black light that they use to tell if bills are real or not. So that's your, yeah, you should. But I wonder if she carries like a marker. And every time she gets a tip over 20, she just real quickly just draws a little mark on it.
Probably so. Anyway, they basically got consent from his parents. 32-year-old lives at home, of course, paying with counterfeit.
Oh, yeah. He probably printed them on his Hewlett-Packard.
In the basement, they found printing equipment and counterfeit money.
What an idiot.
This guy is definitely a dumbass.
He chose one.
And finally, USA Today makes the dumbass report. It was doing a story about marijuana smuggling in Colorado. And, you know, this in-depth story and how people are going to Colorado and smuggling weed out of there. And, you know, I don't know. Some people might actually be getting it to Houston. I don't know anything about any of that. But that was what the story was about. And so they had a big map where they were trying to show every state around Colorado and how it was still illegal. Except one small problem. The state that they show, it's Wyoming. So USA Today's map on Colorado and surrounding states has Wyoming identified as Colorado and then shows the surrounding states.
I just smoked it, dude.
Yeah. So,
you know, the people of Wyoming are like, where the hell are all these people coming from?
Where's all the weed?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait a minute. And you know there's a bunch of stoners that just flocked to Wyoming thinking it was Colorado.
Oh, yeah. They're going to read
what
that story.
What do you mean it's illegal?
It's like, dude, that's not what I saw on this map, man. Yeah.
This big piece of crap. Yeah. This big square state. We're here. Let's get this weed going.
Anyway, USA Today makes the dumbass report. So
it's in their name, USA. Like, how do you screw that up?
Exactly.
How do you now it's going to be USA ? Today?
Yeah.
Like, really? Maybe we know?
Shame.
Yeah, if it's a Wall Street Journal or New York Times, okay, maybe, you shouldn't make that mistake. But if you're USA Today.
Yeah, you're USA. You can't screw any of those 50 up. And Puerto Rico. You can't.
Well, it's okay to screw up Puerto Rico.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, because it's only a territory.
Oh.
Hey, I'm trying to defend USA Today. Anyway, so how was that, John, for a substitute dumbass report?
That was pretty good. That's strong.
Okay, good. I feel good about that because I worked very hard to find. Yeah, I just got three stories, but I worked very hard to find those. So
I really could have. I felt like you could have flip flopped the location of the first two. Like that could have probably also happened in Detroit, the lion thing.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Florida. Was that from Florida?
No.
No. No. Right.
No. It was Detroit. Yeah.
No, the first one,
unless the lion was Matt Stafford. Yeah. I know where you're going. Anyway.
Oh, I'm not used. Sorry. I'm not used to the overtime. I'm used to 2 hours and I'm done. I'm working here.
You're fading here in the third hour?
I'm fading down. I started off too fast, just like the Preakness, and I'm fading down the stretch.
There you go.
I'll be lucky to finish third here behind you and John.
Well, that's okay, though. You were really game until right at the end. John's just going to catch you right on the last segment here. Yeah, just like cherry wine. So anyway, I do appreciate you coming in, man. And if you haven't had an opportunity, make sure you check these guys out on Sunday morning, 10 to noon. They do a fantastic job, both of them. So, Barry, appreciate you filling in today.
Man, thanks for having me. This was fun. I always enjoy it. I think this is my fourth time doing it, man. I love doing this show every time. Lots of fun.
And, let us know next time you're out doing a show, and we'll tell the people about it so they can go see you.
Will do.
And that's going to wrap it up. AJ will be back tomorrow, so we will, you know, we'll hit Game of Thrones again. We did hit that today, but we'll do it again. We'll also get Banshee and all the things we didn't get to today. But very fun show. Really appreciate Barry. So I'm going to give Jong Lee A+. And Barry Laminack, A+.
Oh, you're too kind.
I was pretty solid today. I'm going to go D+.
What?
Yeah.
You did way better.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz.
on ESPN 97.5.